read the book of James here, and let's just read a few verses. Chapter 2, verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. You know, faith alone, if it isn't put into action, what good is it? Faith alone, without being put into action, what good is it? It's basically a tree that doesn't bear fruit. That's what works is. It's fruit. Yes, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. You know, gang, what works is? The faith is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. The works is following the conviction. That's all it is. The works is just being obedient. The true works is simply just being a doer of God's word. When you're convicted to forgive, when you feel bitterness trying to get in, you put up the shield of faith. These are the works that James is talking about. When you see somebody in need, you help them. And you have discernment. This is what he means. And I'll continue, because this is interesting. But will thou know, O vain man, that means foolish, that faith without works is dead? You know, the biggest work that you can do, and I believe this, is the work of repentance. That's a work. To repent. To change. And when you repent and change, you will become a different person. You will no longer do the things you did. If you call yourself a Christian just because you said, well, I believe now, but there's no conviction, there's no change, there's no foundation, are you truly a Christian? Actually, you could be a deceiver. You're a brother in the Lord, not being obedient. You're dangerous. You're probably more dangerous than the heathen. Yes, you are. Because you're giving a false message. If repentance doesn't follow your faith. If a change doesn't follow your faith. If you're in adultery and you get hit with the Holy Spirit and there's a change in you, you're not going to commit adultery anymore. You're not going to steal anymore. You're not going to become a drunkard anymore. Or at the very least, you're going to say, it's horrible. Lord, have mercy on me and change me. Take this bondage away from me. At the very least. Some things I do believe come off in layers. Because this flesh is so nasty. It'd be great if the Lord could free us totally at times. But even Paul did have a thorn in the flesh. Asked the Lord to take it away 3 times. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. So what the Lord tells us here also, in verse 19, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But they can't do the work of God. They have absolutely no righteousness. But they believe. I guarantee you, the average little pathetic little demon has more faith than most of us. Yes, more faith than most of us. Because he has a fear. He has a fear. More than likely, he even has wisdom. But he can't get out of his jam. He can't get out of where he's at. He's doomed. Yes, the devils are doomed. But they do believe. And that's a very interesting verse. They do well. But the devils also believe and tremble. They can't do the works of God. They have no righteousness in them. They're liars. They're thieves. They have the nature of their father. But they believe. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? And I have there now in the New Testament, how do we do the works of the Lord in that area? We become the living sacrifice. We are the living sacrifice. It's a spiritual battle now with the New Testament. It's within you. Yes, within you. You become a living sacrifice when you die to your flesh nature, gang. And this world might be coming to an end, and it's wrapping up quick, and there's so many headlines, but you must still fight the fight of faith till the day the Lord takes you. You must still endure all this stuff till the Lord takes you. Yes. Every generation has had wars, and there has been rumors of wars. This place has been a mess. There's hardly any peacetime involved in this. Europe is, you know, World War I, World War II. Look what's going on now, the invasion. We got Israel, we got Iraq, we got Russia, we got Ukraine. I mean, it just never ends. But through all this, in your daily walk, let it be a walk of faith and let true spiritual works realm. Do you want to complain or grumble? No, you die to it. You pick up your cross and say, no, Lord. No, Lord. Forgive me. You left your heavenly home to live amongst this mess. You left your heavenly home to die on that cross with those nails driven through your hands. You left your heavenly home to literally be spit on, naked on a cross. Who am I to complain about absolutely anything? God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Lust or envy or greed. Put up the shield of faith, even though your flesh nature wants to do it. That's not a work. That's being a living sacrifice and not conforming to the things of this world. Don't get tied up into any religious traditions and rituals and all that stuff. The Holy Spirit lives inside you. He'll convict you. He loves you. As a father loves a son. As a father loves a daughter. He'll take care of us. But how does he take care of us? By convicting us of our sin. We might have to go through who knows what. We read in Hebrews 11, some people were miraculously saved. Others got sawed in half, eaten by lions. We don't know how our individual end's going to be. But in comparison to what Christ did to give us eternal life, it's just a vapor. It's just passing. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it how it ends. Live one day at a time. Today is a day of salvation. There's enough evil sufficient for today. Don't worry about tomorrow. And the Lord is warning us here about faith. You know, and the thing is, if you do have the chance to help somebody, help them. You know, that's an honor to be able to help somebody. That's a privilege to be able to help somebody. Now, sure, some might be a con, but others you absolutely know are not a con. Just like that man that was at the gate when the rich man walked by him every day. That wasn't a con man. The dogs were licking his sores. That's not a con, all right? That's not a guy 220 pounds with a sign, need help, I need free money, can't find a job or whatever. I guess you understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is some things are absolutely evident. If the Lord puts somebody in your place, do it. Help. Help. And I believe the Lord does that with us. He'll set up situations where we have a chance to be a good Samaritan. We have that chance. He'll do it. He'll arrange it. When you get the chance, jump on it. Yes. Because faith without works is dead. And we can say all we want about what a good Christian we are. Gang. Okay? There's actually no good Christians. There's just saved Christians. We're lousy human beings. The grace of God is just so absolutely human, so absolutely awesome to save us humans from who we are. Yes. We must take on the mind of Christ to escape this mess. We must lay down our own lives and follow Christ to escape this mess. Because our righteousness is as filthy as rags. Our good is the good that came off that tree of knowledge that got Eve and Adam thrown out. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Even our good that seems to be good, forget about it. It's not. Without Christ, without realizing all mankind was doomed, that we're all sinful, that it's in our nature, and many times it just depends on the trial that you're in. The more trials, the more things get exposed. That's why we're told to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. Know that the trial of your faith is worth much more than gold that perishes. Can you believe that? The trial that you're going through is worth more than gold. And right now, I think as we speak, gold is $3,000 in a lousy little ounce. And you say, you got to be kidding me, God. That's a fairy tale. You mean to tell me that my trial is more precious than gold? Yes, it is. Because what it does, it refines you. It brings you closer to the Lord. It burns off more of your flesh, natural man that was in the garden and got thrown out. And that keeps me out of judgment as far as judging my fellow man. Because we're all in the same soup. We all need a Savior. Sure, I do see some fruit that makes me want to scratch my head. But ultimately, good fruit, bad fruit, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, there's no escaping this human realm. Yes, there's a hell. There's only one escape, and that is through the blood of Christ, that precious blood, that precious blood. If you're in bondage, you know, and the world calls it addictions. You might have a sexual addiction or a drug addiction or a spending addiction. You might be a pyromaniac or a kleptomaniac. In other words, something has a hold of you. God has given you a way to escape. Gang, these are demons. They're entities without bodies. They want to live inside of you. They want to do evil things through you. Even Christ, the very first word, the very first word after he tells us he's going to let us in on a mystery, the very first thing he says is Satan comes immediately to steal the word. That you must know that you're in a dogfight, but we've been given a way to escape. And we're more than conquerors through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay in Jesus, hold fast. God bless.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.